Welcome to Chapter 1, Section B, Creating a Multiple Streams Business, the Four Basic Concepts. The first concept we're going to talk about is the concept of the pink spoon. Now, when I deliver this class live, sometimes there's people who understand what I mean by the pink spoon, but for you guys, since I can't actually ask you, let me just explain. If you go into an ice cream store, Carvel's or a Baskin-Robbins, they will give you a pink spoon and you can have a taste of any flavor you want. And usually you can actually have multiple free tastes before making your decision about what you want to purchase. So the first concept is that you offer a free taste of your product in exchange for your contact information, for their contact information. In exchange for your fans, your customers, your clients' contact information. And this is the primary way in which you build your email list. So you offer a free taste in exchange for that. And why do we do this? Well, we do this for quite a few reasons. First of all, people are much more willing to give you their contact information when they perceive that they're getting something. In addition, how often have you gone into an ice cream store, tasted four or five flavors, and not purchased something? There is an implied obligation that you're not just jerking them around trying to get some free ice cream, but you're actually interested enough to taste it on your way to buying something. And that's the implied obligation. It's not an actual obligation. They can have the free taste and they are not obliged to purchase from you. But very often people will because it's just how people are. Now, in this day and age, we are able to deliver our pink spoon in exchange for contact information passively using the internet, using social media marketing. If you follow me on Twitter, every 20 or 30 tweets, you're going to see me say, get your free email course, which is a series of articles that I wrote about 4 years ago, and that people can access if they give me their email information. Well, they have to give me their email information because I'm delivering that free product via email. And so they happily do, and they get that free product, and perhaps some of you actually started your relationship with me by getting my pink spoon, which is that 10 solutions to the obstacles for creating an arts and entertainment industry career. And that's my pink spoon. Now, I promise you that I am not sitting by my email, sitting by my computer waiting for you to click that link and give me your email address. It's all automated. It's passive. I spend a couple of hours creating those articles once, set up the delivery system, and from then on out, it's passive, which is the fourth aspect of this. You want to automate this as much as possible. You want your pink spoon to not be expensive, either in your investment for production, but also in delivery. Now, if you play your music live, if you perform concerts, another way you can set this up is by putting a little 3x5 card on everybody's seat. And you want to have these 3x5 cards pre-printed. You can get them at, you know, Staples, have them Xerox a bunch and then cut them for you. And that will have a space for them to fill in their name, their email address. You might have a space for phone number or for zip code so you can identify, you can parse your email list by location. And then ask them to fill out those cards to participate in a raffle for a CD or for a t-shirt or for some other free, you know, to win something from you, some merchandise from you. And that's another way to encourage people to sign up for your email list. And all of these are ways to build your list, but you use your pink spoon, your free offering, your free taste, as an incentive to give you their contact information. And I want you to think about this pink spoon as the beginning of a beautiful friendship. So if we use the ice cream store metaphor, you know, you walk into an ice cream store, you take a taste, and you find out you love this ice cream. It is the beginning of a beautiful friendship in which you're going to come back often for more ice cream. So that's our first concept, the pink spoon. The second concept is that of the multiple streams funnel. Now, I implied this a bit in the very first section where I talked about packaging your product at different price points. That is the essence of the multiple streams funnel. For those of you who have had sales training, they will talk about the sales funnel, where you bring in a lot of people at the top wide opening of the funnel, and you weed them out for that high-priced sale at the bottom. And you're bringing in tons of new people, but you're only expecting a few people to come out the bottom. This is a slightly different concept. I don't want you to lose all those people. I want you to bring those people in as a pink spoon. They give you their email address. They get something for free. Hopefully they stick around, but you always give them the option to unsubscribe. And then you offer them several different levels for playing with you. And they're going to choose the level that both reflects what they feel they can afford, as well as reflecting kind of how much they love you, how deeply they want to play with you. So using the metaphor of the ice cream store, you've got the free pink spoon taste, and then you've got an ice cream cone, and that's maybe, you know, $3.99. And then let's say you go home, you eat your ice cream cone, you're very happy. Next week you come in and you bring your family, and everybody gets an ice cream cone. And that's a bit more money that you're spending with this ice cream store. And maybe the following week you stop by on your way home and you pick up a couple of pints and that you can, you know, eat from home. And then maybe next month it's Johnny's birthday, so you buy an ice cream cake. Now, each item costs a bit more. The pint is going to be more than the ice cream cone. The cake, the birthday cake for Johnny, is a bit more than the pints. And then maybe because you've deepened your relationship with the owners of the store, you've established a relationship with them, you know their names, they know your name, every time you walk in the store, hey, how you doing, how's Johnny, did he like the cake, blah, blah, blah. You've created a deeper engagement, and so perhaps you subscribe to their flavor of the month. Now, how does this translate in your music business? Well, it can translate in a lot of different ways, right? So it can translate the free MP3 that they get when they subscribe to your newsletter. But then they can get a 99-cent or a $1.99 download from, for their iPod. And then maybe the ice cream is the CD. And maybe the cake is a concert. And maybe the big ticket items could be a multi-CD set. It could be belonging to your fan club or your street team. It could be a cruise. I know bands who have cruises where they, you know, their fans get to spend 3 or 4 days with them. They see a couple concerts. Maybe they have a workshop, a harmony workshop, or a songwriting workshop. There's lots of different ways to do this. So that's the multiple streams funnel. What's that going to look like for your business? Well, that's going to depend on your niche market. It's also going to depend on you and how you want to play with people. The third concept is leveraging product creation. And what this means is that for every song that you create, every piece of music that you create, you can look at packaging it in multiple different ways. So it's one product in many formats. these different formats could be different price point levels, but the idea is basically that you want to maximize the value from each creation. So what could that look like? Well, let's say you have a song. You could have a song and it's a 99-cent download, right? You could also take that song and put it in as part of a larger product, your CD. You could take that song and chop it up into 10-second cues for film or television. You could take that song and you could produce it for karaoke. So you have just the music with lyrics in a format, in a video format. You could take that song. I have a client who took 5 songs and had them orchestrated so that he could market his band playing with a pops orchestra. I had another client who took his songs and created sheet music for it. That same client then took that sheet music and formatted it for 5-part harmony for choir directors. So for concept 4, we're talking about relationship marketing. Now, if you know me at all, this is all I ever talk about. Everything is relationship marketing, right? When I talk about relationship marketing, what I'm talking about is that it's all about engagement. It's all about you making a connection with people, with your fans, in a way that they feel like they know you, they like you, they trust you. Because people buy from the people they know, they like, they trust. Think about your biggest, the musicians who you're the biggest fan of. You have a sense from their music like you've connected with them on a level. And that's why you became a fan. It's because there's something in what they do that speaks to you. Well, back in the day, that was a very expensive thing to experience to create, and that's why record companies really shelled out the dough for marketing and for distribution, so for touring, so that people would get that experience. Well, these days, you don't need a big budget. What you need is engagement. And these days, there are amazing tools like Twitter and Facebook and, ways to connect and engage with people. In relationship marketing, the client chooses their level of commitment investment. It's going to come from their sense of connection to you and to your music. But it's not just about the music. It is about their connection to you. And they're going to find out how much they want to connect to you, and they're going to spend their money accordingly. Because it's about pull. It's about you drawing them in. It's not about push. It's not about me, 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 me. It's not about tooting your horn. It's about connection and engagement. And that's concept 4, relationship marketing.